spinning around. And it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang. With the Pussy Fart Gang.
Are we recording?
I hope so.
Nacho. We have a special guest. Nacho.
And Surfer Megan. We call her Meg.
Hey, it's me. I'm Surfer Megan.
It's Meg.
Nacho.
With a Z.
He's going to knock. Yeah. Yep. You can't. Nacho, I'm working.
Even the dog knows you're not working.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to say hi?
Nacho. Make a sound.
No, he's too dumb to make noises. He's just going to sit there and silently stare at me and be upset. Nacho, I'm working. He's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, he's like, listen, lady.
Lady, you seem to be doing what you do all the time. Dateline's on TV, paused, and you're right. Laying on the couch in your underwear at my mom and dad's house. So, and what exactly do you do for a living, miss?
And it looks like you're talking to a big fat nobody. So,
yeah.
So you're talking at the TV, but the TV is just frozen. That's the only difference, really.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah. I think he's worried. He's like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Are you having a mental break?
Dogs can sense when people are losing their mind. He's like, are you sick? Is something wrong? The TV's paused.
The TV's paused and you're just talking to yourself. And not petting me. Most importantly, not petting me.
Right. That's where we need to make sure you're doing okay. So you're in California.
I'm in California.
The short break was fucking gnar, bro.
Dude, it was fucking gnarly. It blew chunks.
It was... Bro, nar.
Fuck off. Ugh. Yeah, so Tyler can write in about the time I won a surf contest.
When?
Our lawyer. This isn't real. None of this is real.
Oh, I was like, did you really?
Yeah, I won the Huntington Beach Surf Open.
Well, I should have guessed when you said I won the surf fest, which is like, I don't know that's a surf fest.
I said contest. I said contest.
Oh, I thought you said surf. I mean, I thought you just shortened it because you're just like.
Also, fest would not be a shorter version of contest.
Right.
Fest is the shorter version of
festival.
A surf festival.
Right. Well, I don't know if maybe they shortened it. And to be fair, let me just to set up what's happening here. So you're in California. I'm in New York. And I texted you to see if we could start late because I think I've had the flu for the last maybe 48 hours and my fever broke overnight and I didn't. So I'm in like a real fucking haze right now. I had intense fever dreams about you and me trying to find a place to record the podcast. And we were in Bushwick and every place was, so that's what's sad. All my dreams are just... Because I knew I had to record
real life
this.
Problems.
Yeah, I was like, you need to wake up. So it was you and me trying to find a place. And Carly Rae Jepsen came and did like a private concert for us. I don't know.
Oh, just for us? Wow.
Yeah. She was not happy about it. She was real bummed.
But let's be honest. Onivis? Let's be honest? Who has a fever now?
Yeah. Can I be honest with you? I thought you should have won the Surf Fest.
I should have. Surfest all those years ago.
And we're going to shorten it Surfest.
Surfest.
You should have won that Surfest. I'm pissed. I know Tyler's pissed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. So.
You want to just call it? This is a long enough episode, right, guys?
Yeah, that was fine. This is probably good.
You slept too much. I didn't sleep enough.
Yeah, why did you
I really have slept... I fucking got some shit at the farmer's market.
What?
She wasn't there when you were... Hippie lady with tinctures, was she there?
No.
in the Tuesday market, I went over and I was just talking with her. I'd never talked to her. And she had like sleepy time stuff. And I was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. Fuck off. It is crazy. It works so good, like three little drops.
Oh, nice.
It's Valerian California poppy. That's what I thought. I was like, heroin, yes, please.
Yeah, that's what I have. Valerian, and you mix it with the poppy.
This is all pre-mixed. It's just in a little dropper.
That's great. That shit will knock you out.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, Valerian is Valium. California
poppy. I told
poppy
Preston I'm giving that woman all my money. I was like, I'm going to give her all my money.
Yeah,
buy all of her product.
That stuff is great. When did you try it for the first time?
I've been using it this week.
It's nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
When do you... you're just like laying on a couch. Yeah, I've been just taking poppy all the time. It's natural,
yeah,
bro. It's a plant, bro.
Yeah. Chill out.
Fucking... Why don't you have some poppy? You sound like you...
I live in Orange County now.
Yeah.
Again. I did consult with some friends about what I could do. I was like, so what if I... Can I just break up with Preston and move home? They were like, well... I was like, well, I mean, I'd prefer him to come back, but...
But I also really... Yeah, how is it being
but
back
I
home?
Also would rather be at the beach.
Yeah. Yep.
Good, I just got on the beach. Oh, and yeah, if people get mad that I didn't call them, sorry. This was not a regular trip, so...
Yeah. I'm on your side.
If we're friends and you're mad that I didn't call you and see you, I'm sorry, but this wasn't regular. This wasn't fun. You can call me and talk to me about it.
Right.
And if you're
signing off.
Good night and good luck.
This has been Megan Rice with the Pussycart Gang. Good night and good luck.
My tits are so sweaty. Do I feel like I've been up all night doing drugs? Because you have?
Maybe. Well,
I'm sunburned. I think I'm very sunburned.
Well, you're very sunburned, and you've been taking natural heroin. So here's the... on poppy
by the way,
now?
Guys, heroin's natural.
I know.
So it comes from Mother Earth.
Yep. So...
It goes weed, mushrooms, heroin, cocaine... Those are the chill ones. They're all
right.
Chill.
Yeah, that's mellow. It's natural.
Yeah, it's natural.
Same thing, tequila.
Why would the planet make something bad for us?
That's what I don't...
Like volcanoes and earthquakes.
Right, and poison ivy. That's what I don't get. When people are like, hey, you need to stop drinking and doing drugs. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to reject the gifts of Mother Earth?
Yeah, of Mother Earth.
Tequila's from an aloe plant.
What a fucking bitch. Fuck you, Mom.
Yeah.
It's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't want your fucking shitty gift. Oh, you made something that'll help me chill out a little bit or maybe put a little pep in my step? Oh, no, thank you. I'll deal with this on my own.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's called...
Mom.
Gratitude, okay?
Oh, that's God, why I hate you.
Oh, so I'm trying to help me.
Oh, just from Dad sticking in my butt.
Oh.
So every time I do that voice,
that stupid joke.
That's all I hear. God, Dad.
Oh.
Stick it in my butt.
Just put it in my butt. I did all my homework. God.
Jesus Christ.
Speaking of putting things in butts. Now, this is maybe a conversation. Who knows if it'll be funny for the podcast, but... As you guys know, we're doing a podcast about 30% of the time. And then we go into just like regular talk. So I talked to Uber Daddy. I saw here's I know probably also why I've been like the last 2 days I slept a lot. So as we have talked about, so with bipolar disorder, it's the natural brain chemistry that I have when things are really awesome, it's like the most fun. And so St. Louis was really fun. Obviously, I cried when we left. That was very sad. But I was honestly like, that really bummed me out to have to come back to New York. Because it was just fun to just hang out. And I felt like it was like being like teenagers. It felt like kids just fucking around in the lake. And then I come back.
Because again, we aren't good at our jobs. So we didn't record any podcast episodes.
No. But it was nice to just hang out. And then to come back, I was like, and think we both have fun lives that we like. You run your own business, everything. But it still just was, it's just a bummer. So yeah. To not be able to just screw around in a lake, it's just a bummer to not, you know, fuck around in Uranus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and that hat. Very popular.
Yeah. It's a beautiful
worn
hat.
Worn every day.
Well, I might get one of those hats, and there might be an opportunity for people that live in the area, so to get one of those hats, too. So check this out. So I get back. I see Uber Daddy, and when I saw him, he referred to himself as that, so he knows his nickname on the podcast.
Oh, good. Is he going to buy a house at the Lake of the Ozarks? Is that where this is going?
Nope. Better. Better.
So he's going to buy me a house at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, he's going to buy you a house there.
It's, Uber Daddy, who's definitely listening to this, right. It's comically inexpensive. You're such a fancy, rich New York person. Just buy a house as a joke.
Right.
Because it's so funny how cheap the houses there are.
Right.
Buy me a house in St. Louis and a house at the Lake of the Ozarks as a funny joke.
Right. It'll be
also invest in my business as a funny joke.
Right.
Don't you like comedy?
Trust me, it's you. The amount of bedrooms you get for under $500,000, hilarious.
Oh, yesterday I went over to my friend's, who's pregnant, and she was going through Zillow. I was showing her some places, like $164,000 houses, and I'm like, these are great. Jesus Christ. And she took the cap off, and she's like, is this a hotel for sale? for $1.6 million. And I was like, nope, that's a single family home.
Yeah.
It was 5 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms.
It's crazy.
Why do rich people like bathrooms so much? You don't need more bathrooms than rooms, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of bathrooms. Well, I think, first of all, I think you and me of all people should understand the need for more bathrooms.
Yes, agreed. But also, shut up. You're not a rich person. You're not. I'm like, I don't get why rich people have bathrooms. Well, myself as a rich person, I mean, I understand the desire.
Oh, not as a rich person. I understand as someone with IBS.
I think we might have IBS.
Well, I think we just eat a lot of garbage. Because when I don't eat our favorite things to eat, I feel great.
Okay, I've got my beach stay Saturday was fucking ruined.
Why?
Because I had the worst heartburn I've ever had in my life for 7 hours.
What did you eat?
Well, that's because I texted Preston and he was like, babe, I think you should make a doctor's appointment. That's really weird. You've never had heartburn. I never get heartburn. I don't know how people deal with this. It was miserable. Okay. The whole day was ruined.
Right. Now, what did you eat? This is my favorite. This is because I do
so
this.
Preston goes, babe, you have to make a doctor's appointment when you get home so we figure out what this is. And I go, well, since I've been here, I've eaten beans and hot sauce every meal. And he was like, oh, okay, fuck you. Don't make that doctor's appointment, you fucking asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, so I ate, and that day my friends brought bean and cheese burritos down to the beach. So I had a 3-pound bean and cheese burrito and salsa, really hot salsa. And
at
then
the
couldn't
beach?
Go in the water. Yeah.
Ugh, that's
it. My friend made tuna sandwiches. I'm sorry.
At the beach?
That's thank you.
Now, and I love tuna. And you love tuna.
Oh, we love tuna. Big tuna fans.
Big tuna
fans. That just seems like a weird beach treat.
It's disgusting. I'm pre-writing in the timestamp because I have to blow my nose so I can edit this out.
Oh,
there
Jesus
we go.
Christ. Oh, don't show me.
I'm not trying to show you the snot. I was looking at it for my own personal pleasure.
But lean forward towards the camera.
I'll give you a hint. It matches my shirt.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's yellow.
Oh, it's gross. So, okay, let's leave our 5-minute tangent and go back to all the homes and business investment Uber Daddy's going to do.
Well,
for me. Just for me.
Yeah, just for... So I was telling him about Uranus, which is still one of the funniest things. And I said, I want to shoot
a... Oh, I've told everybody about it. People have been like, is that a real place?
First of all...
And I'm like, Yeah, I believe in God now.
Yeah, and I believe in God, and I believe I know where God lives. And it's a woman. And she's an asshole.
She's
literally
non-gendered.
Right. It's a non-gendered.
They're non-gendered. I already fucked that up. God damn it. Yeah.
She is non-gendered. Fuck.
Yeah, God damn. She's non-binary. Shit.
Fuck. It.
It.
That sounds more disrespectful. Doesn't it?
I know. It does.
Because they sounds like plural.
Yeah.
It sounds like a shitty thing to be like, what is that?
Yeah, no, it sounds like what you call a really ugly baby.
Yeah.
Or a clown that lives in a sewer.
Right. One of those two things.
One of those two things.
Or either of our pussies. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what is it? What's coming out of it?
I'm supposed to touch it?
Oh, no one's supposed to touch it. No, 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 no. Your hand will burn off. It squirts acid. It's like the mouth in Alien. A tiny other vagina comes out and spits acid in your face.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We have the only pussies that DP ourselves.
Do you think Preston missed this? Do you think he really missed me? I sent him a text the other day because we went out one night. God, my fucking asshole friends. I literally wanted to come home at 8:30 and my friend wanted to stay out. And the whole thing is staying with her and her husband. I can't come back without her. Do you know what I mean? Like if I come back without her, the whole fucking, cause it's where the fuck is my wife? And it's like, well, getting fucked up. And now I'm not there to watch her.
Yep. Got it. Okay.
So I know that. And then she actually gets drunk enough. And she's like, well, you can't leave because you know, you're in trouble. And so I was like, God damn it.
Is your
so I was out till,
hold on.
I was out till 2:30 in the morning.
Is she a minion or a prostitute?
She's a prostitute.
No.
Oh, people, by the way, prostitutes widely, wildly popular.
Yeah.
Widely and wildly popular.
It's widely. Well, you have to be, well, if you're a good prostitute, you're always widely something. <You're>,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that sounds like she's. So your friend's a prostitute.
Yeah, so my friend's a prostitute that's out all night drinking, which I did get very fucked up because about like 11:30, I was just like, fuck it, lean into it.
Right.
And just started drinking a bunch. So I was super, so I sent Preston a text that basically was just like, I feel terrible. I started my period. Oh, and I did an Orange Theory class Friday too. I dig that.
Yeah.
It's just like the super high intensity shit. But so I was sore. I was like, I'm sore and I'm horny and my pussy. And he was just like, oh, babe, yeah, I know. You're all those things. So I think he's excited to pick me up tonight is what I'm saying.
He is. I already can tell. He's thrilled.
Yeah. He's very excited. Could you actually check and see if you can get a flight to come in at 11:25 too? I think that'd be a real fun surprise.
Yeah, I'll show up and I'm like, I got an Airbnb. Psych! And I'll just climb into bed with you guys. Yeah. The Jason room is scaly. I think there's a ghost in there. I'm going to sleep with you.
The ghost of someone's childhood.
Ooh, I'm going to sleep with you guys.
Oh, God.
We have to look at October dates for me to come back because I know we talked about it. I want to do spooky things, but I asked my dude, I didn't ask him. I just told him I was like, I want to shoot a fucking special in Uranus. I want to book like two nights and do maybe like two or three shows just cause I feel like it'll be pieced together. Cause I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm like, that's a place to just like crowd work. Cause a lot of stand up where they're like, it's a special. And I understand. Right. And I understand like I have jokes. I could go and do an hour and I could do a regular special comedy club and I could do that. But it's like, I love crowd work so much and weird fucking, I love that kind of place.
Yeah.
That I'm like, we talked about it, but I thought I really want to shoot a special in Uranus. I think the name is funny.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah. Wendy Starling in Uranus. Yeah. I mean.
It's so.
The shit writes itself.
I know. It's so funny. And with all the locals, I'm like, I just want to talk to those people and find out what their fucking deal is. That would be the most fun show. And so I'm like, I want to do that. And he was like, he's like, that's a great idea. He said, cost it out. See how much it would cost. He's like, I'll fund it. And I just want a percentage of it off the back end. And I was like, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I'm serious. And so I emailed this morning a bunch of production companies. There are like a few production companies in St. Louis. So when I find out how much I'm going to, so that's, we got to plan that. And when I get the dates, we'll figure that out. And then in October, we can come and do spooky things and then also go to Uranus.
Yes.
And there are hotels. I know we have the lake house, but there are hotels close by. If we want to like be close to the action.
Oh, the action of Uranus. Perfect. Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm just like working on butt puns and, you know. But so that is going to be fun. So that's like we can like start planning dates that work for you guys.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
That will be... Woo!
It's going to be a fun treat.
Preston's going to love to hear that we're going to stay in a in one of the hotels we were joking about staying in. We're like, wow, could you imagine having to stay in this hotel?
I know. Well, that'll be the fun bonus feature on the special is us getting murdered in the hotel because people are looking for meth.
Yes. Oh, it's been really nice not being bit by anything the past couple of days.
Oh yeah, that's right. How's that going? Not being chewed.
Not being bit by stuff? Great. It's going great. Turns out huge fan of not being bit by stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to take a shit.
I thought you already took one.
I did. Oh, when has that ever stopped us?
I know. Well, but I'm glad that you took that's okay, Sebastian. Hey, I love you and you're being handsome now. He wants to come and visit and he's gonna walk on the keyboard. Hi, Fat. Say hi to your Aunt Megan.
Hey, idiot. Oh, you snuggly. Oh, you're so handsome.
I know. He looks like he's into this, right? Look at how excited he is.
Yeah, he looks really excited. Yep, there you go. Rub your face on the mic.
Yep, and now we both, look, we're like backup singers.
Jesus Christ.
Kitty?
Sebastian, are you happy right now?
And you can't, the problem is you cannot walk on my laptop. That's where the magic happens, Kitty.
If only he spoke English.
I know. I mean, these furry little animals. It's nice when you're sick to have a cuddle buddy because it is really nice.
Yeah.
To be sick. Yeah, I slept for fucking like all day yesterday. I kept being like, I'm going to wake up and do something. And then I just had crazy, crazy dreams and just could not like physically get up. And then I went up and did my spot and I had a good set. But I think yesterday, like, and I'm just, you don't, I still, even last night when I left the show, I had the chills and I felt really tired. And my first thought still, even after like a year and a half was like, my first thought was, I should go get a tequila. That'd probably help me feel better. And I'm like, Wendy, this is not a hangover. But you just, it's like this crazy thing where I almost last night I was like, I bet if I got a tequila, that would help me feel better. And I'm like, yeah, it probably would. But this is not, no. And so I like talked out loud to myself and I had to be like, you're not getting a drink.
Oh, good. So you were walking down the street telling yourself, Wendy, you're not having it. So everyone on the street was like, oh, good. Another crazy New York person.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't need to keep. I was like, but it's a weird thing to like fight that voice. And so if you're listening and you're struggling with addiction and things like that, like when we were at the lake, I had a couple beers one night, two beers one night, and then one beer the other night, the next night. And the glory hole. I had to.
That gave me drink poisoning, I guess you'd call it.
Oh, yeah.
Did we even talk about that last time?
No, we didn't. A lot of times we get out of chair.
Prostitutes changed. That was a game changer. Prostitutes changed everything.
Yeah, that was a big game changer. So we had to, so the Gloro, but it's interesting, like, that. So if you're struggling, so serious note, put in emotional music here. Dun, dun, dun. let's see.
I can only do cool air guitar.
Yeah. So this is a serious note. If you're dealing with addiction and all that kind of stuff, it gets easier the longer you go because, like, but you just, it's a matter of, like, not doing the thing for a certain amount of time and then it just becomes the habit. Like at the lake, I had a beer, we went swimming, and then I had dinner and I didn't drink at dinner, and then I was like, and then the buzz wore off, and then I had a second beer, And as that buzz wore off, I remember like hearing my voice like, fucking get it. You should get, let's start doing vodka. Like we should have vodka. Let's take shots. Like let's. And then that voice was so much quieter than it had been my whole life that I was able to stop. It's the same thing with like binge eating. I was able to stop for a few minutes and be like, okay, this is not going to feel good tomorrow. This is not something. And I was able to like not drink, even though I felt the urge to like, let's kick it up a notch. I was able to be like, no, it's fine. I had two beers. I'm sober now and I'm going to sleep. And it was the same like at the glory hole. But it's just an interesting thing. So that's a little motivational thing. It is possible. But yeah, last night, boy, did I want to fucking drink a bunch of tequila. And instead I didn't, and now I feel even shittier. So.
Oh, good.
That's what you get.
The moral of the story is give in to temptation.
Yeah. Well, again,
moral
not
to. The moral story is drink tequila.
The moral story is it's not temptation. It's, again, sometimes don't be such a bitch and accept the gift of Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Again, tequila is.
Who are you to say no to your mom?
Right. Tequila. So Mother Earth is offering you her sweet, supple teat. And you're going to turn
with tequila.
Away.
Tequila.
Right. And you're going to turn away.
Filled from, with heroin and tequila.
Right. You're going to turn away from the sleepy tit of Mother Earth.
The sleepy, drooling tit of Mother Earth.
which is, yeah, well, at least her tit is clean and not going to poison you. Because you got, we did not talk about the last time. The glory hole.
Yeah, because we got so excited about prostitutes.
I know.
Yeah.
So
Wendy...
I was going to say, we were going to...
Talk over each other now.
Yeah, go. We were going to record, not at the last minute, the last night at the lake, but there was a detour because...
I had a drink. That's it. Oh, you're drinking alcohol. You probably threw up because you were so drunk. No. I had a drink. Wendy can vouch for this.
You didn't, and you did not finish it.
Oh, no. So we go, this place called the Glory Hole, it's great. We got matching t-shirts. It's just like a little bar. You can smoke inside of it. It's sandwiched between two Mexican restaurants. It's everything you want in a bar. Wendy and Preston both got a bottle of beer, and then I got a vodka soda. And I got it, and I took a sip of it, and I was like, looked at Wendy, and I was like, Jesus Christ. Because I just thought it was like real, like all vodka.
Yeah.
I drank maybe half of it. And then I was like, I cannot finish this. And we went to dinner, the Mexican place. I barely ate my food. I had some chips. And then I had like a little bit of beans and a couple bites of my chili relleno. Because I was like, I feel weird. This is weird. And then the drive home, I was like, oh, I'm going to throw up. And was not sure I would make it home. And we get back to the house. I, like, projectile vomited. Like, so much vomit.
I had no idea. And I can't believe that you didn't say anything on the way home. Because I noticed...
I didn't want to speak. You know when you feel really nauseous?
You were that...
And, like, if
Jesus.
You talk, it's worse. Oh, yeah. It was... Yes, I had to run in the house, and I immediately threw up.
I noticed
like
that.
Like, I got to the toilet, and it was, like, immediate.
Yeah. I noticed we pulled up, and when you got out, and I was like, that you ran in the house, but I didn't know if you were just like, I got to put my leftovers in the fridge. Like, I didn't know.
I need to eat these leftovers right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I was really dizzy.
Yeah, that was the gun.
I was, like, shaky. I think it was the gun. I think it's callers call in with your thoughts and opinions on exactly what poisoned me.
It was a soda gun.
No, I'm sure the soda gun's never, ever cleaned.
Oh, you
or
think?
Or it could have been the ice.
A bar in the middle of fucking nowhere.
I know.
That's named after an anonymous dick-sucking activity.
I wish I could remember if anyone at the bar was drinking not bottled beer.
I don't think so. I mean, I remember seeing that everyone was drinking beer. Oh, you mean, yeah, and also, it's quick, the other place where you can smoke cigarettes in the building, you think they're not up on their, like, sanitation?
Yeah, I know, shocking. They don't clean their soda gun every night?
Well, and also, the woman, there was a woman in there, I remember, like, looking around the bar just to check out the scene. And I, maybe the locals there know to not trust anything in that bar. Well, the popcorn that we joked about getting was faded. So you could tell the popcorn was, like, 20 years old.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so it's good. It's better. It's like wine. Popcorn gets better with age.
It's fermented.
Yeah.
And this woman was drinking a beer and eating out of Tupperware that she brought from home. So she, like...
Yeah.
And that really, I was like, oh, I feel very welcome here. If you're allowed to bring your own...
Well, did you also feel welcome, the bumper sticker, if it's tourist season, why can't we shoot them?
Yes. I thought we were going to get, yeah, I thought we were going to get kicked out when I asked for a different t-shirt size. Because I'm like...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we bought t-shirts there, and it was really great. And yeah, just we're like... I want the green one, too. Can I get a bigger size? Then he just was like, look, me and my one tooth can't handle all this pressure.
Ladies, get out of here.
You expect me to fold t-shirts and clean a soda gun? You're wrong.
Yeah, what? You're getting one. Yeah. And it's going to be the thing I already don't do.
And my cat is meowing at me like a mad baby.
I have to take a shit so bad.
Well, do you want to take a shit and then come back and keep recording and just splice it together?
Yeah.
All right, go take a shit.
Leave that in. I'll call you right back.
All right. Then I will hit record on mine because I was playing with my kitty.
7 minutes of just silence on this track.
Well,
which I think just leave it in. Just leave it in.
Right. I'll put in some music there.
We'll pad 7 minutes. Yeah, because then it'll be like you guys are with me shitting.
Right. Well, you know what we'll be do is we'll do 7 minutes of just shitting sounds.
Well, then I might as well have just taken the fucking computer in the bathroom with me. We'll do that next time.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, I am surprised we have not shit on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, we do shit on it figuratively.
True. But I mean quite literally.
Right. Have a nice drink. Well, so that's how do you feel? Well, I mean, how
God,
do you
I've
feel?
Been well, again, like I said, a lot of beans. And then I've been taking charcoal.
Yeah.
Did I say charcoal? Because it felt like charcoal when it came out of my mouth. And I want that to be the case. This is one of those times I would love to have fucked up a pronunciation.
Right. I heard charcoal, but you are in California, so you may have said charcoal. You may have called it narcool. Who knows? You guys taking narcoal? Excuse me?
Sorry? What?
Oh, you mean
yeah,
charcoal?
Yeah, it really cleanses you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those, like, NorCal, SoCal things, you know?
Right, we call it charcoal.
Yeah.
Up there, they take hella narcoal. It's just different.
It's different. It's just cultural, right. You know?
When did you start taking charcoal?
This week.
How do you like it? I mean, do you like it?
I've taken it before.
Yeah.
I guess my friend had some, and I was like, ooh, I want black poops.
Yeah. I got to start doing that again. Either charcoal and then the bentonite clay. I have the clay stuff. I got to maybe do that again because I do the fiber. But charcoal and that weird clay because that pulls all the shit from the outsides of your intestines.
Guys, it's time for our weekly segment, Snake Oil Chat, where we just discuss a bunch of nonsense products.
It works, though. All that shit works.
Wink. I just winked.
Yeah, thanks. It does. And conveniently, we are selling. We still have mugs. We also sell Pussy Fart Gang branded charcoal and clay.
Oh, yeah. I know. If you guys want me to send you cookies, just send us a thing and I'll send you cookies.
Yeah.
Because some people have hit me up.
Yeah, here's what we'll do is, like, for mugs, because I make, like, and Chris Walden, I got your mug. We're sending, we're putting it into bake. I got to bake these things fucking twice. So it takes about 72 hours to make. Because you have to draw.
They're bake. Artisan. They're artisan.
Well, to make, to set the Sharpie.
Jesus Christ.
You have to bake it like a kiln. So it does. It takes, like, 72 hours. But, yeah, so we have the mugs. Yeah, and then if you want cookies...
Yeah, because a few people have hit me up.
Just send so Megan just, money and your address. Obviously.
Yeah.
Chris sent us money.
And not an like, address?
Yeah. And so I messaged him and I was like, hey.
Did you want anything for this money?
I was like, thank you for, and shout out, because we have them listed as $25. And he sent us $30, which is very helpful because... Look, we're trying to be, like, cool, and we're, like, we're not... But the shipping cost is about $12 a mug.
Yeah. No, we're not really making any money off these.
No.
We're not smart.
Right. So, I mean, it still is whatever. So thank you for the extra $5. We appreciate it. But, yeah, no address. And so I was, like, should I send this, or do you want me to just, like, keep this? So, yeah, also send your address.
Yeah, that's...
And we'll get
that. And if you're nervous about us having your address, there's a where everybody had my address. People came to my house. So
yep.
Be brave like me. Give a crazy person your address.
Well, and if you've ever ordered anything from me, like a merch shirt and now these mugs, I have not been smart enough to open a P.O. box. So if you give me your address, guess what? You're going to have mine when that package comes. So it's a trade.
Yeah, it's what are you going to do? Kill me? Well, I can kill you.
Yeah.
So, really?
I thought about getting him.
Who's going to kill who first?
Yeah. Well, and I thought about that. I'm like, should I give my address out? And I, on a very real thing, I thought, I was like, honestly, if anyone should be more nervous, these listeners should be more nervous about us having their information.
For sure.
What the fuck do I care who has my address? Because the most scary person I already has my address. Someone
True.
Who is... So I'm like... Yeah, the two people that I'm most afraid of, the laundry guy, who I see
Have
him...
Have you seen him?
All the fucking time. And his fucking wife.
Has she said anything to you again?
Yes. Dude, I think they're mentally... Like, I don't know if they're blocking it out or if they're both like... mentally unwell, or if rape or an assault, he didn't rape me. I'm not trying to be dramatic.
It's a compliment in China, like she was saying.
Right. If it's like, hey, you shouldn't be such a bitch. You know, he was trying to make you feel good when you were clearly on your period and had no makeup on. That's a compliment.
What did she say?
It's the same thing she said
Nacho,
when I fucking...
God damn it.
Was outside. Oh, I got a dog butt in my face.
Jesus Christ.
FaceTime is fun. Nacho is so cute. Nacho, can you hear me?
Why are your ears wet? No, I can't hear you. Here, I'll put my earbud. Now I can hear you.
Well, that's going to... Nacho, hi.
Oh, he is very freaked out by this.
Are you being handsome? Nacho.
Well, that worked. Worked to get him to go away. He thinks there's a ghost.
Oh,
wait, he's back.
He's like, just don't put that thing in my ear.
He's looking at it like, oh, this is a fun trick.
And this is a section of the show that we call talking to
dog abuse. Oh, yeah, that. Definitely that. Yeah. Not abuse.
Oh, I meant if we're abusing anyone right now, it's the listening audience. This is listener abuse.
Listener abuse. That's what we should call the show. Pussy Fart Gang. Listener abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be like WWE SummerSlam. Like the one... We ever do a live show? Don't worry, yeah. We never will.
No, not gonna happen. Well, we might in Uranus, huh?
Oh, that's true. Oh,
I'm
I bet
excited
the people
for
of Uranus
that.
Would really love this.
Oh, I would love it. And we'll post things once I like finalize everything. We'll see if it happens. As long as I get the funding, I'm doing it. If I can get, I'm absolutely 100% doing it. And that'd be fun if you live in the area, come out. And that's, I was talking to my guy about it. And I'm like, well, if they're like fans, like actual fans of the podcast or like comedy fans that live in the area, it would be fun to like bust them out and put them up in a hotel. And so that's, I'm going to like include that in cost for maybe like 10 or 20 like actual people. Not the locals. aren't people.
They're not. Are you worried about offending all our listeners in Uranus?
It's still funny. In Uranus,
I know, it's always so funny.
I know. It's hard to say with a straight face. That's why
people were very excited about the fudge packing thing. When I told people about the pudge packing.
Pudge packing? That's my favorite porn category. Pudge facking.
Pudge facking. I can't. I'm going to shut my mic off and go back to sleep. Jesus fucking Christ. Uranus pudge. Pudge factory.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to fack that pudge.
Excuse me? Sorry, sir?
Oh, I'm going to fack the shit out of that pudge. I'm sorry, what? How did you call me?
How do you like your pudge fact in Uranus? That sounds funnier. That's better. Let's talk to him. I mean, also, I think that this is cute that you're like recording your special. You're just not going to leave. You'll just slide in as GM.
Yeah. I'll be like, I'm going to record.
What do you think the general manager makes?
That's why I want to shoot a special there. Can I be honest with you?
Definitely more than stand-up comedians.
Yes. Here's what the thing is. Yes, I want to do jokes there. Also, I just want to fucking hang out. I want a solid 48 hours being with the people and just fucking like, what is this place about? I want to find out. Exactly. I want to find out how much these people make. I want to talk to the staff. Like, that's why. That to me is the most interesting place. Like, I mostly want to do it to just, you know, find out what kind of salary I have in store for me when I become
the
manager. Yeah,
I was going to be like, so you could start working there.
They're like, are you going to do jokes? I'm like, so is there a benefits package? Yeah. I have jokes.
So I'm just going to go over some of my strong suits.
Yeah.
Now, my worst quality. Let me think. I just work too hard.
Yeah, I'm just like too organized.
I like butt puns too much.
Yeah. I'm too into... Actually, the great thing is the number one thing that you need for this job is why I've been fired from every job in the past, which is constantly implying that I'm going to shove things in people's asses.
Yeah.
In strangers' asses.
Yeah, and that there is a benefit.
Yeah. It's encouraged. In fact...
What's the benefits package? You get to tell people to shove things up their asshole.
Yeah.
That's the benefit.
Right. It's amazing, you know, laughter is the best medicine. People have never been sick. The joy of coming to work every day and being able to tell strangers that you want to put things in their assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. Oh my God, Uranus, Missouri, 0% cancer rate.
Yeah.
Insane. Everyone smokes 12 packs of cigarettes a day.
Yep. No cancer. They look great.
Everybody looks young.
Ages in reverse because of the happiness. It's like, you know, when they do studies that when you tell water, I love you, the molecules change. So this is kind of like telling yourself you love yourself every day. That you give yourself the gift of sexually harassing strangers and children. There are children in that store. You're sexually harassing a mother and father in front of their 4-year-old kid, implying that you want to...
I think you could sexually harass the children, too.
For sure. Well, if they want fudge, I mean, there's only one way to get it. Packed
in
Uranus. You
want this fudge or what?
I'm sorry. I don't... You think a 4-year-old wants fudge and I'm not going to... There's some way for me to not pack it in Uranus? If you find a way, lady, you tell me.
Well, I'll get my manager. Wendy?
See, like, this
God
is going to be...
God damn it, dog.
In the show. I want to do this, but I think it's going to be really fun. Oh my God. My fucking throat is...
You need to go back to bed.
I need to, like, get... That's why I need to get to Uranus, because I'll probably never be sick again.
I know. That's...
I need to get back to my home base.
Beautiful Uranus, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else really loves that hat? Children.
Yeah.
Shockingly. It was great. the beach. My friend's son was there, and then some of his friends were there. And his one friend, she's super, super cute, and she's really smart. I mean, duh, she's a girl. Girls are better than boys. Guys, right. Everybody knows it. And also, girls are cats, and boys are dogs. These are just facts. These are just science facts. But he couldn't read it. He was like, Uranus. And like couldn't say Missouri. And she walks up and fucking immediately starts like, she's like giggling and like smile, her and her friend, her little friend. And I'm like, you can read it, can't you? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you can read, I was like, read it out loud. You can, I won't tell your mom. And she starts, she goes, I can't do it. Oh, they were like so excited. So excited.
Yeah.
And I told them that's where I live.
That's where I lived. I'm pretty soon going to be living in Uranus.
Yes, in Uranus. Child.
And can I tell you? Yeah. And I mean, we're at the beach now and the beach is nice, but you know where I'd rather be? Right in the middle of Uranus. Oh. Yeah, it's fun. It's a sermon, just so many fun things. And yeah, bring your kids. We lock in the date.
Definitely bring your kids to Uranus.
Yeah. And I got to figure out, too.
Pack your kids in Uranus.
Yep. Let's pack these kids. Let's get these kids packed in Uranus. And we got to figure.
I don't think we'll ever have a podcast again where we don't talk about Uranus. We should change the name of the fucking show.
Yeah.
Uranus Fart Gang. Which works. It works.
Yeah.
It totally works.
It's like, yeah. I mean, I was going to say queef in Uranus. I'm just like, there's so many butt puns. Because you can't, it's like, you know, all the phrase, and I'm always like, whatever. People are like, something you can't unsee or you can't unknow. And I'm like, whatever. Nothing's that awesome. You can fucking get it out of your brain. I am constantly.
But then you didn't know that Uranus Fudge Factory existed when you thought that.
No, it's all I think about. I don't want to close all my eyes. About. Yes. I don't want to fall asleep.
Oh man! Could someone redo that? The music video where Steven Tyler is weirdly like lusting after his daughter.
Yeah, I could on the stay screens. With you, just lost in your anus.
No, oh, Jesus Christ.
And I know I'm doing this with a horrifically stuffed up nose, ears. Oh, I mean, I feel like shit.
You're right. It would sound much better if you didn't have those problems. Yeah.
Oh.
That's why it doesn't sound great.
Speaking of, and I'm not going to cut that out. I may have cut it out, but I probably won't.
Fucking better not. That's a somebody move, and I won't allow it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, get a load of this. So here's the other thing. So I went to Uranus's website.
Filled out an application.
Yep. So I filled out a job applications, whatever. Anyway, also looked at their calendar because to try to plan the best night. So I obviously like a Thursday, Friday is ideal. Now Friday is when they do karaoke. So and here's the thing is you don't want to fuck with karaoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
as we learned. Well, as we learned long ago, but yeah, got to see again the other night.
Right, where you like, you can do before, but once you're in that, like, the hour before karaoke starts, as the karaoke people start to show up.
And they get mad.
Yes. Now, what I think I want to do, because I want to do a weekend night, I think that's the move, is you do a Thursday, Friday shows, because I just want to get, I think that's the move. Friday we'll do some kind of promo where we do like everything at the bar is like $1. I mean, they have cheap shit anyway for their happy hour. It's crazy that we'll.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to do Friday early, like karaoke. If karaoke starts at like 8, maybe, I mean, I got to figure something out. Maybe do it before karaoke because I do think that it would be funny if part of the show, and this is not comedically funny, but if part of the show is trying to like do crowd work while like people on meth are mad because they're like, I gotta do a Stevie Nicks.
Yeah,
I think And then I want to talk to...
I got to do a Stevie Nicks?
Yes. I got to do a Stevie Nicks. Because part of me, and even though I'm like, if I'm going to shoot... Because I feel like to shoot a special in Uranus and not capture that moment of trying to... of like crowd working people and talk to them about their song choices. I think it's really... It's kind of everything I've ever wanted in doing stand-up. I think
you're
it's a great
idea. You're
never
going to leave. You're never going to fucking leave this place.
And then we can sing songs and just, like, replace words with Uranus. Obviously.
You're never going to leave.
I know.
It's going to be one of those things where, like, we have to say goodbye. Like, we're, like, getting in the car, and it's like, okay, Wendy, let's go. And you walk up to us, and you're just like, I'm home now. I've always been here. I can never leave.
And then I just climb to the top of one of the weird dinosaur statues. This is where I knew I belonged. With my arms.
On top of this dinosaur's asshole.
In Uranus.
Goddamn world keeps spinning around. It's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the pussy podcast.